This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Greetings, hello to all the Pups and Pup lovers listening in. I am Barely Normal.
I am Canes.
And I am Lucky.
And you are listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about human puppy play and consensual sexual kinks. Today's subject is cum dumping.
Ooh.
Ooh. So.
Yum.
Yeah. So several weeks ago, there was an article on BuzzFeed about cum dumping, and this guy... The title is, Cum Dumping is a Misunderstood Kink. We tried to get to the bottom of it, pun intended. So, the opening line is, hosting in a hotel in the city, yes, that one, read a recent ad on a hookup site that caters to men who prefer sex without condoms. Ass up in a Chelsea hotel, you know the one, read another, British cum dump taking loads. So, this guy, what is cum dumping? Cum dumping is when...
Just a whole bunch of people basically come in you or on you. There's a lot of like artwork that portrays it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people like the idea, but not necessarily like the actual doing so. Mm-hmm. But if you do it in a safe way, like it can be very, very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're into it.
Well, and this guy... and I'll post the article, Spill Can Read, because it's a very long article. This guy, who is known as Breed a Cumhole on Twitter and everywhere, his goal was to get 75 loads within 24 hours.
Huff.
And he accomplished that. So.
I mean, I think I know who it is. And
oh, do
he's
you?
He's really hot, to be honest.
Really?
So I would assume that's why...
Mm-hmm. So how do you know who's a cum dump? Well, you know, if you go to the bathhouse and you walk past the room and there's a guy face down, ass up, that's the cum dump right there, right? Or they've got magic marker written above
the
small of their back that says come here, you know.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of ways of doing it. So I have a white pup hood, right? Mm-hmm. We'll touch on like
certain
color schemes.
Okay.
So not necessarily just because I have a white pup hood, does that mean that I love cum?
Mm-hmm.
But it is true. Mm-hmm. I do. And that is why I chose white in the first part.
Okay.
But, you know, you don't have to follow that when you're picking a pup hood. The hanky code is like guidelines. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's great to know, but, you know, not everyone follows it. You still have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Cum dumps are... interesting, because a lot of times they publicly like say that they are and will like gladly let you go to town on them.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on, you know, their mood and what they're allowed to do and what they can and cannot do. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they have the door open or propped open, depending on wherever they're at. And mm-hmm. basically, usually there's a sign that is in the front saying, please use me mm-hmm. however way you want, or here's some guidelines, but use me however you want following these guidelines.
Okay.
And sometimes there's, you know, literally a line mm-hmm. for these stalls or wherever. Like, I've seen it at fur cons. Like, there's literally, like, a whole chat that's mm-hmm. dedicated to it. And
you're not incorrect.
Nope.
Yep.
So and literally, it's like just, okay, from this time to this time, this person is going to be ready and available for anyone and everyone
mm-hmm.
that is in this chat. And it usually is like invite only, but it does happen mm-hmm. a lot. And the door is literally like they take the little, you know, security thing and just kind of leave the door
open,
prop the door open. Mm-hmm. So like It's hot. It's not for everyone, though, but it is hot. You're very quiet over there.
Loki's very quiet.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What's your opinion on cum dumping?
Yes.
Yes.
When and where?
As the receiver or the, it's the giver?
Yes.
Okay.
Point proven.
Mm-hmm. I like sloppy seconds.
Yes. Sloppy seconds is really fun too. Mm-hmm. So if you guys don't know what sloppy seconds means, it usually means that someone has already come in them and you are putting in another load, mm-hmm. type of thing, or using them as basically the cum as lube, to speak.
Okay. So if you come again in the same person, is that sloppy seconds or just a continuation?
That's just a continuation.
Depends. Yeah. You stop for a little while and then go back. That's kind of taking your own sloppy seconds. Mm-hmm.
It's very fun with other people, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, definitely. Point.
Yeah, just a little bit ago.
Just a little bit ago, yes. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay,
I think we just need to make an OnlyFans at this point.
So, I don't know that I can travel down here all that much, though.
Oh,
I can get my frequent flyer points in, wouldn't I?
You would, actually.
Can't afford this hotel room every time, though. But okay, so I want to ask a question, and this has nothing to do with cum dumping. But for the whole weekend that I've been here, both of you have done this thing where you touch your two fingertips together, your two index fingers tips together.
Yeah.
Explain that to what that means and what that is. Is that like asking for something or?
Ooh. It's just okay. More
so of. So why does that represent ooh?
So it's like, it's like a shy thing. So you know how like, oh, yes, please. Like, hi.
Okay. Hello. Okay. So they're just touched. So it really has other
it's
than
like a
that.
Shy. It's like, yeah. Okay. It's like a, okay. It's like an emote, basically, but like more in RL type of thing.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, have either one of you participated in a cum dump event, so to speak?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's very fun.
It's very fun. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, the one that I've
just like always... you finish up and go back to the end of the line. Do that by the time you're.
Oh yeah!
Get back up there. You already can.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh well, I mean, I can go a couple times, but a lot of times, it's fun when you like know someone or like know the couple that is opening it up to do that, because it's not all the time. They don't open it just all the time, because it is, you know, with STDs and all of the other stuff that are out in the world, you want to be safe. And especially if you and your partner are deciding to do this, you want it to be safe. So usually it's like very closed group of people that, you know, is doing it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very fun. There are some people that just, you know, they don't care and they'll just go to like Dory Alley and just get fucked in the middle of the street by a whole bunch of people.
What is Dory Alley?
So Dory Alley.
Dory Alley. Okay.
Yep. Is a kink event in San Francisco.
Okay.
That basically is, let's just say, like bondage, whipping, like everyone naked. All right. Like people just walking around with their dicks like hard with, you know, cock ring and just like blowing and. Water sports on the street and like, you know, there's puppies, there's furries, there's daddy bondage, whatever you want. Basically it's there. Wow. There's a whole section of literally people waiting to be flogged, by like people that know how to do it really well. Mm-hmm. And that you sign a waiver, obviously, you know, yes. to do it. But you literally will be put on a St. Andrew's cross and or a fuck bench or something, some sort of furniture. And you basically are going to be whipped until you say stop, basically, for like a whole hour.
That you
are, you know, on public display for anyone and everyone to look at.
Well, all right then. And when does this event happen? It's got to be in the summertime, I would imagine.
Yeah, it kind of just happened in San Francisco.
Okay.
And then Folsom Street Fair is just coming up in like September something.
Yes. Well, when this airs, it has already happened.
Yes. When this airs, it will definitely already have happened.
Yes, yes. Had I known that was going to be Folsom Street Fair, I would have scheduled the weekend for that weekend, but I didn't know until I booked this, and then it was like, oh, yeah. It's next weekend. Damn it.
Well, yeah.
But maybe next year we can do that, and
yeah,
we can carve out a little corner and record from Folsom Street Fair. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be very hard to do.
Why?
Just the amount of people that are there.
If I can do a podcast at a 5,000-person event for a con, I can do it at Folsom Street Fair.
This is like a 10,000.
Ah, that's only twice as many people.
In a block.
Sorry.
Basically,
I'm confident.
You're shoulder to shoulder you're walking. That's like, there's a lot of people.
That's cool. Just get one of those, the old, from when COVID was the one person said they had a COVID hoop skirt. So especially the old hoop skirts kept people 6 feet away.
Yes. my favorite thing from the whole COVID was going to a drive-thru and literally the person was in their own little bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking orders.
Oh, out on the street?
Out on the street.
Yeah, I saw those. Own
little bubble. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, interesting. Okay. I don't think it, is that bad outside, but okay.
we're not in Radiation Central here. You don't need a mop suit. You're good. You're good. Trust
me. Yeah, it was just the whole thing, but it was funny.
So cum dumping clearly is something that's not uncommon.
No, it's definitely not uncommon. There's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. But it is
clearly there's a lot of preparation work.
Yes. So that would be like a portion of like actually deep cleaning for that. It would be a lot of preparation and okay, this is going to be a 2-hour, 3-hour long thing at least. I've seen some of the events go for, 7-8 hours.
Well, that guy in New York was 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So like these are really long sessions and usually they have someone there that is with them helping them through it and making sure that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's rules involved in it.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned that it happens at fur cons because when I read that article, it said 75 and 24. And I was like, well, clearly they've never been to a fur con. Because he would have gotten 75 loads in a half an hour. It's like, he would have been done. It's like, I got them all. Good. I can go have dinner now. It's like,
yeah, pretty much.
So.
And I mean, there's always going to be that side of, things that most of the public doesn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got into the kink community, I didn't know about any of this. Mm-hmm. Sure, I had the fascination to it, but I never acted upon it, nor did I know how to do it safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, public play. I want to, talk about that eventually too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, that's a whole thing. Like you never knew about it until you started like looking and doing research and you're like, oh, that's a whole thing. I didn't know that. Oh, there's a whole community of it. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. I feel normal now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a niche or whatever however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Loki because he always corrects my pronunciations. So he just winked at niche. That's what I thought. Okay. He's fine. He's being a brat again, going back to several episodes ago. He started to act like a brat.
Yes.
So, also want to remind our listeners that we are recording this together in California. That's why the sound is a little bit different than what you're used to because we're using different equipment. So that's what's going on there. But Loki's been poking Kane's and doing things to make him brat react. The DP we did a couple hours ago clearly is worn off. So
Now he's basically like just submission. Like he's just like done. Mellow.
Oh, okay.
Like he's just, you know,
he's done.
Yeah.
He's done for a week.
Yeah. He's all good for the week. Yeah.
Speaking of cum dumps.
Yeah. oh, so good.
Well, it was a small dump. I wouldn't call it a
only three. Only three loads. It's not
three loads. Yeah. Not so much a dump as a waste basket.
Yeah.
Cum waste basket. I'm getting the strangest look from him right now.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm not even looking in his direction.
Yeah. So let's throw this out to the listeners. I know they can't call in right now, but let's throw out to the listeners to give us some information about if they've ever participated in a cum dump.
Yeah.
Or if they've been in one or participated, been the dumpster or been the participant, and what they thought was good and bad about it. Now, obviously, there might be some bad things about it.
There can be.
Yeah. So. Again, if you plan it out. If
you do it safely, you're fine.
You're fine. Yes.
Now, if you're at like a bathhouse and you have your door open, you really don't know the people that are coming in. So
the risk factor is higher there.
Yes, but there is some turn-ons to that as well because you don't know the person.
Mm-hmm.
I know quite a few people that love to go to bathrooms and basically service.
Yes.
And basically whoever's on the other side gets serviced by them. And it's
there are websites devoted to that.
Yeah. Yes. There are full on websites.
Where you can go and check out who's working where.
Yep.
So
So and that's the back to like the thing of like, you know, you don't really know until you are in it. Because you would have no idea that would be even a website to get that information from unless you're like looking into doing it or, you know, someone shows you that's a thing. So it's definitely like word of mouth for a lot of things in this.
Or cock to mouth.
Yeah, cock to mouth. Yeah. That's always fun.
Paper under the stall.
Under the stall, yes.
Under the stall, yeah.
Or through it, and, you know, depending on if there's a glory hole or not there, but... That's another thing too. Is there like you can add a ton of other kinks associated to cum dumping,
right?
Yeah. So like, you know, bondage is something. You know, a lot of times when you have a cum dump happening, usually there's like some sort of bondage or blindfolded or, you know, deprivation in some regard or none whatsoever. But it just depends on the other person and how they want that to happen. It's a whole scenario. Like they want the whole scene to be set in a specific way. And again, the sub is always in control. So they literally have safe words and they know when to, you know, stop. And, you know, if they're in pain, they're going to stop. I mean, I would hope so.
Unless that's their kink.
Like that. Yeah. Some people like that, but, you know, be safe about it.
Be safe about it. Consent. Safe words. Clean out, just don't be a dick.
Correct, yeah. and if you have something, please don't go to a cum dump.
Right. Know your status.
Yeah, know your status. Get tested thoroughly. Like, I don't understand why people don't get tested. It's really, really easy to do. It doesn't cost you anything.
I think people don't get tested because they've got a stigma attached to it. It's like, if I get tested, that means I must have it.
I mean, I guess so.
You know, it's...
Or people are just super risky and they know they've been super risky and they're scared to find out if they have something or not.
Yeah, there's that. But, no, I mean, I go in quarterly.
I'm on PrEP, so, like, I get tested every 3 months. I have to. In order to stay on PrEP, you have to stay... you know, testing regularly. Mm-hmm. So I get them just on my normal checkups now, basically. Mm-hmm. So my doctor just is like, oh, see you in 3 months, you know, and I come in and he's like, oh yeah, how's it going? Like, doing good.
Oh,
had a couple loads and feeling like I need to be tested.
I've been cum dumping for the last week. I need to be tested. Thank you very much. And the doctor looks at you and goes, a week? Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, remember, what is it? What's that joke? Oral makes your day, but anal makes your whole week.
Yes.
Not for you. It makes like 5 minutes versus an hour. But
yeah, wow. I mean, I'm always horny. I'm just always horny.
It's accurate.
Always horny?
Yeah.
So right now you're horny.
Yes. Like legitimately, we just did that and I was still hard after the fact.
Oh, well, look, there you go.
So. Like, and I wanted more. As he's walking up the stairs, I'm looking at his ass going, I want another one. Okay. So like that's a whole thing. Like
that's a whole thing.
It's,
yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. So did you, so the cum dump that you participated in, did you know the dump or was it just?
I knew the dump and the partner. And
okay.
Like pretty much everyone that was there.
Okay. So it was a group thing that everybody there, you were a closed group.
Yes.
It wasn't a random.
It was 20 people.
Okay.
So like.
Loki just gave it a wide-eyed reaction to that.
Yeah.
Was that just not enough?
Do you want to be invited to the next one? No? You don't want to be the cum dump?
No.
Yes, he does.
What if it was all uncut cocks?
Still no.
Okay.
Because that actually portrays more risk because it's more likely that someone who is uncut is more likely to contract any STDs or STIs because of the sensitivity of the skin plus the trapping of bacteria underneath the foreskin.
Thank you, Dr. Loki.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Just saying. I have to say, Loki has been our scientific guy.
Oh, yes.
For all of our podcasts. When something comes up, he has no hesitation correcting us.
Oh, yeah. Which I love.
Yeah.
That's kind of why it was like really important to have someone here. Because like I could just...
We could both ramble
for just BS the whole day and never get any factual, you know, things right. So having someone here that actually is like factual and is like very like intentive on like correcting, because he knows how, you know, important it is to me and to him and to you that we're portraying good information to everyone. So this is why, you know.
Right. And again, to our listeners, if you disagree with what we're saying or have another opinion, please
fight me on it and I will gladly tell you why I'm right.
No.
Or send us a message on Telegram or YouTube and ask the questions or tell us why you think things are different or why you think things or why you think we are wrong.
Or just hit us up in general. Like I love talking.
Probably too much.
I do. I like talking too much.
You don't talk during sex, though.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he hasn't this weekend much. You've been very quiet.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
He's talked this weekend during sex.
But not, I mean, it's not like he's, you know.
And I don't count moaning as talking.
Right. You've been very quiet.
What?
No, he hasn't.
No.
I've not been quiet.
Maybe I've just been in my own headspace.
Because I'm like, I'm like never quiet.
Oh.
Loki's more quiet than me.
He's kind of annoying. Like, just shut the fuck up and fuck me.
You know, next time I'm just not gonna hold back. I'm just gonna bury it in there and just start going.
At least use lube, because if you don't, then it's karma's gonna bite.
Hey, I didn't use lube this time.
Well, who? You don't have to know how much of a fucking slut.
Too late. I mean, so, it's okay. The reason why, like, it's okay, low-key, because like I pre a lot.
Yeah,
he also prees a lot. Yes. So like that's the best like lube in general.
It's natural.
It's natural.
It's
just better like, too.
It legitimately is better than any store bought lubricant. Because it actually conforms to the body a lot better and it's also fucking 1,000 times more like lubricating and puts a film on shit so that way it's not as abrasive. Mm-hmm. Some people think that like silicone lube, for example, right? Some people think that it's like gritty, mm-hmm. almost, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Natural lubricant, in other words, like pre-ejaculatory fluid, is actually better for any fluid production and any lubricant that you can personally buy.
Well, now if we just figure out how to bottle it.
You can.
We'd have to.
You'd have to put it in the refrigerator, though, because yeah. otherwise it gets dried out. You'd also have to put it in a airtight container.
Both of things which are available readily at your local Walmart.
Yes.
But yeah, so like, I mean, you have to obviously go slow at first, mm-hmm. but once you get in there and slide in there, mm-hmm. then it's actually pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. So a cum dump, not necessarily, maybe after the second load, you really don't need lube after that.
No, definitely not. That is
Well, you can say slick. That. Yes, yeah. But I also kind of like the sound that like a super heavily lubricated like butt makes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the squish, but it's also like really nice plaps when it's like super wet and lubricant.
Squishy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound. Yep. Like a horse walking through a muddy field.
Yeah, that's kind of accurate. That's
very accurate, yeah. depends on the speed, I guess. So, is there a place local to San Francisco besides the events that cum dumps go to get serviced? I mean, obvious, other than like posting on Grindr, I'm hosting in my hotel room.
Furcons.
Well, I'm asking specific to San Francisco area, not just
the Furcons. So, I mean, there's, you know, like...
Were you checking on your website to see if there was any?
No. There's like, you know, there's like Steamworks, there's, mm-hmm. you know, bathhouses mm-hmm. that are kind of pretty much all over the place, but they are designed for...
Sex.
Casual encounters
yes.
of sex. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you go to like a bathhouse, for instance, you can literally cruise like the whole place
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of people in there when they're busy, you know, on the weekends or whatever.
Yeah. 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Not so many.
No. I mean, there might be, but.
That's how you meet the regulars.
Yeah. That's how you, yeah.
The Sydney Threes. Yeah. Or the lunch crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
You gotta
can't
be considered a meal, not a very healthy one.
Hey, I like eating your ass.
You know, you just don't do it often.
It's very low-cal.
I don't do it often enough? What?
Well, you have your work cut out for
apparently,
you.
Apparently, yes. 3 times this weekend is not enough.
Yeah. Clearly not. Because he made that statement. So yeah. You have your work cut out for you after you get home this evening.
Yeah, apparently. And I need to do more.
Hmm? Okay. I'm sure you're heartbroken over that.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes.
By any means.
No.
I will eat ass all the time. Okay. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hmm. How about an ass that's been come in?
Mm-hmm.
That's his personal favorite.
That's his personal favorite.
Sloppy slap seconds are great.
Mm. All right. So, cum and cum dumping. Cum is an interesting fluid.
Yes.
And it's every guy's is different.
Yes, depends. It depends on what they. What I mean, there's a whole bunch of
things. Yeah, pineapple, darling, pineapple.
I mean, yes. Also, just fruits in general. So, like, if you have like fruits and like vegetables, like mm-hmm. your cum is going to be more sweet
mm-hmm.
than if you don't have that stuff. It's going to be more like sour.
Mm-hmm.
I like cum a lot. So basically like, but I'm a different type of cum slut.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I'm more of like, I just want it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I want just to taste it all the time.
Okay.
Now
you should make a potato chip flavored.
Dude, that would be amazing.
Sell it, Mr. S.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like cum lube, for instance. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, it actually has a flavor to it. And
oh, does it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's actually kind of close to cum. I mean, there's a little bit of an aftertaste, but they mm-hmm. have it kind of like dialed in, probably to as close as they can probably get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually safe for you to okay. eat
actual cum in it. But
they don't have actual cum in it? No, I hope not.
I wish.
So,
sure.
But so, yeah, it's really close.
All right. So from a health standpoint, and there are certain signs and symptoms that you should probably get a medical checkup if your cum has got some problems. So if you've got an overly bleachy smell, you probably have something that you probably got a UTI.
Yes.
And you should probably go get checked out.
Correct. It should be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
I mean, it's not like...
Well, again, it goes back to your diet. It goes back to the person's diet and what they eat, how they eat, whether they drink a lot of coffee, whether they smoke cigarettes, if they knit, that they vape. All that stuff adds to the taste of your ejaculate. So
it also it's very interesting when you like start doing like dietary things to like help that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes so long. Like you don't realize how long it takes for your body to actually start producing cum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like several months that mm-hmm. it like takes for it to like finally kick in.
Mm-hmm.
I had this one friend who literally was like, I want my cum to taste sweeter. So he started having like apple juice and pineapple juice and like all these things mm-hmm. to make it sweeter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's great. And he's like, I'm giving up because it hasn't changed in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's what? That's not the way that works. Cum is produced months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just gonna have to wait a little bit.
Right.
Patience is virtue in this regard.
Right. And you want to have a large fluid intake. I mean, there's nothing better for your body than water.
Correct.
Heads and shoulders, drink water, drink water. You'll have a larger volume of cum mm-hmm. if you're well hydrated, than if you don't.
And correct.
If you drink a lot of diuretics like coffee, Coca-Cola, all that stuff. People don't understand that that is not fluid replacement.
No.
Those take away the moisture in your body. So mm-hmm. water is probably the best thing you can do. If you want a large cum volume that's tasty and sweet to your recipient, lots of water. That's really the only thing you really need to do. I mean. Do you two pups have anything else to say about cum before we wrap this up? It's other than give you as much as you want.
I mean, I ever see me, just ask. I'll like, probably say yeah.
Hi, Kane, do you want my cum?
Yes, please. Especially if I'm in my pup like headspace. Like I am very much like, yes, feed me cum. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm okay with this.
All right.
Well, but
you heard it here, folks.
Again, like, you know, I'm on prep. And mm-hmm. so, like, you know, it's okay for that type of stuff. I still get tested, obviously, because mm-hmm. there is, you know, gonorrhea and all the other stuff like, is not going to block that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is, you know, good to practice safe sex. But, you know, a condom is not too much fun in the cum regard because it's all trapped. Now, there is some where they'll use the condom as like a catcher and then mm-hmm. put the whole thing in their mouth because they want to taste it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I don't need that, but because I don't like lube flavored.
It gives you the lube and it gives you the latex flavor. Then.
Yeah, like, I need it pure from the source.
Straight from the spigot, so to speak.
Yeah, so from the spigot. It's much better that way,
mm-hmm.
especially if it like, you know, I'm deep throating because mm-hmm. Deep throating and then it just slides down. It's so good.
And I'm gonna defer to my scientist here
mm-hmm.
because he will probably either agree with me or disagree with me, but a lot of guys seem to think if they eat a lot of sugar, it's going to make their cum sweet. That's not the case.
No.
That is not the case at all.
Like, but I eat a lot of candy. Why isn't my cum sweet?
It won't.
It won't. No.
What that can do, though, is that can cause your pheromones to be a little bit sweeter smelling. So I eat a lot of candy, and he likes the taste of my sweat because it is sweet.
Okay.
Fair enough. If you have an overabundance of sucralose or, you know, just generalized sugars and things like that, natural or, you know, unnatural, it can cause, like, the pheromones you produce to be a little bit sweeter smelling, or, like, your sweat to be a little bit sweeter smelling because it's trying to excrement all of the excess sugars in your body.
Well, how? See? That's why we have a scientist on the staff. He gives us all the information.
Wait, we're staff?
Yes. I'll double your salary.
That's our employees.
Your benefit package happened about an hour ago.
I like that benefit package. We need more of that benefit package.
You're next.
I love the looks.
Okay.
I love the looks that Dr. Loki gives us.
Yes.
He's like,
Hey, I like doing this live with you.
This is interesting.
It's very much funner doing it.
Oh, much more fun this way. Yeah. Yes. So,
and yes, I used funner. Don't make fun of me.
Is it the funnier, funnest fun thing?
Yeah, it's the funniest fun.
Is it the Funyun flavored Funyun onion Funyun runs? I can't say it.
I can't do that. I can't say the same word multiple times in different ways, making it sound good.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this episode up, make it nice and short. We have things we got to get done today. So you have been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about puppy play, puppy kinks, and all things consensually sexuals kinks. I messed that one up, but that's okay. I've been Barely Normal.
And I've been Canes.
And I've been Loki.
And thank you for tuning in.
Yes. Bark.
Bark.